producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Breaking news edition of What's On Your Mind for a Wednesday. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell.
Hello.
Take a bow. Take a bow, Todd. Yes, there he is.
Oh, I hit the microphone. I took that bow. Sorry about that.
You should move the microphone then.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry about that. Didn't even think about that.
Nobody can see us bow anyway, but...
that's why I was wondering why you wanted me to do that, but there you go.
Two things in the breaking news department. One, Governor Jack Dalrymple will be here, and the first interview... since he's issued the announcement that North Dakota is joining the other states that are saying no to refugees right now. There was a conference call with the White House yesterday that I believe spurred this. We spent a good deal of time yesterday on it. I'd read the statement for the governor, and it was like he didn't want to say no. I mean, he was saying, you know, Syrian refugees are not coming here, but he wasn't saying we're not going to take them. And that has changed now. And a lot is changing on this front quickly. So we'll talk with him about that. Governor Dalrymple and his wife Betsy have a daughter who lives with her family in Paris as well. And so I'm just curious, you know, can you imagine that? You have a loved one in Paris and you're hearing what's happening there. And what they're going through right now is sort of like New York City on 9/11, right? So we'll chat with the governor about that as well today on the program. And the conversation with fellow governors and how he arrived there. Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton is... He is, let's just say this. He's keeping up with the long line of Minnesota governor goofiness. How about that? Because he said, you know, this is, he's not saying no to refugees. And by the way, this a man in a state that has had Somalian refugees that are on FBI terror watch list and have been arrested with plots thwarted. So you'd think he'd be a little more sensitive, right? No. He's actually mocking folks like Governor Jack Dalrymple, saying, you know, I forget the exact term. I have the comment. We'll use it with the governor, but basically that they're pandering. So anyway, we have
you
that.
Think he'd
we
be more sensitive, but
there, no, it's Mark Dayton, ladies and gentlemen. It is Mark Dayton. Unfortunately, he just is. Well, let's just say this: elections have consequences. It pays to pay attention to these things, and you get what you vote for sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
We are at the North Dakota Implement Dealers Association gathering for our final day today at the Ramcota Hotel in Bismarck. David Meyer from Titan Machinery will be here today. Titan Machinery is a great story. Out of Lisbon, North Dakota, first implement store, and has grown and grown and grown to be one of the, I think they might be the biggest Case IH dealer in the country. So we'll talk with David a little bit about that. We're also going to meet some folks from Gooseneck Implement. So we'll have some folks with Red Iron and some folks with Green Iron that sell in the Great Northern Plains, some farm equipment. So look forward to that conversation as well. And also, the other breaking news happening today, 10 o'clock, the beginning of our next hour of the broadcast, the University of North Dakota will hold a press conference to announce what the name is. Let me predict with almost 100% certainty that Fighting Hawks...
50% certainty, anyway.
...will be the pick.
Fighting Hawks.
It's going to be Fighting Hawks. I don't know how... It would be some form of, you know, statistical miracle to have Rough Riders win, given the fact that, you know, Fighting Hawks has been the first choice all along of the, you know, last round here. And when there were three choices, Fighting Hawks at 45%. They removed Nodax. There's two left, Rough Riders and Fighting Hawks. You know, it's sad, though, because, quite honestly, today could have been a day where there was a new beginning at the University of North Dakota. And I think this has been so poorly mishandled by the university administration, by people who make hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxpayer money. You and I are paying President Kelly over $300,000 to bungle this in a big way. And others making six-figure salaries that get in a room and bungle it and blow off people like Steve Burian and Carl Gehring, good public servants who gave of their time to guide this process, and we're really dismissed. So it was a tainted process. It's a bad deal. I don't know what you think. You could swallow hard and say it is what it is, just be the Fighting Hawks and shut up about it. you know, recognize that a group of folks voted on Fighting Hawks now. And mind you, it'll be interesting to see what the numbers are. 80,000 were eligible to vote for this thing. Most of the other votes have been in the neighborhood of under 30,000 voting, 20-some voting for it. So small percentage of those eligible voting. And, you know, to their credit, they voted. They participated. But it speaks volumes to people just voting with their no vote or not voting. You know, you follow what I'm saying? So that's not so good in my mind. But today is the day we'll find out anyway, and we'll go from there. I would venture to guess that Ed Schaefer, the incoming interim president of the University of North Dakota, will spend some time on reviewing how this process played out and getting some input on, you know, where to go from here and how to repair this breach a little bit. I really believe that'll be a top charge of President Schaefer, if for no other reason than to clear the deck for the next president to not have to deal with this. If that makes any sense, that would be that'd be my guess. All right, so now we get to find out what's on your mind, and you call us at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Got that? 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Congressman Kevin Cramer will not be here today like he normally is on the Talk Radio Town Hall. He was scheduled to join us today. However, they moved some votes on an important appropriations committee votes, and he just needed to be there for the vote. So couldn't they were scheduled during the show. He will be on a Friday and again on Tuesday next week with Thanksgiving week. He'll be on Tuesday, and we did reschedule him for a portion of Friday's show to answer any of your questions. But I apologize for that. Votes Trump. Getting a chance to chat with him today, anyway, on the program. So, by the way, speaking of Cloverdale and the Big Flavor Hotline, today the Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour is in New Rockford from 2 until 6 at Miller's Fresh Foods there. Cooperstown tomorrow and Mayville on Friday. Look for the Cloverdale Big Flavor trailer. And most importantly, Big Flavor Dave. Big Flavor Dave has boatloads, ladies and gentlemen, actually truckloads, trailer loads, Big Flavor tour loads of Cloverdale brats and summer sausage and ham patties and, you know, bacon. And he'll be serving up the goodies today at the Miller's Fresh Foods in New Rockford from 2 until 6. Wherever you are, if I were you, I would just go to New Rockford today. Just follow the smell of that great Cloverdale bacon. Dream of that tangy summer sausage. Think about those great treats you'll be serving up for Thanksgiving. And head for a New Rockford today. Might not be a bad idea. All right. Besides the University of North Dakota issue, and here's my question for you on that. I think we have a lot of nickname fatigue. I have it as well, even from just talking about it. But I'll ask Manny as a Gopher fan, so his vote doesn't really count, but I'll ask it.
I'll make it count.
You can make it count, but, you know, as if we're going to listen to a gopher. But Todd.
The rodents.
Sky Uma, baby. That's all I know.
Yeah. So Todd and Manny, answer this question. Is it time to move on? Just suck it up and say, hey, we're Fighting Hawks. Move on. Quit talking about this. Be the Fighting Hawks. Make a logo. Be happy. Yes or no? Manny?
I would say at this point, yes.
Okay. Let it go. So you're saying if I took your gophers away from you, you said you're going to be the, you know, the, I don't know, the Fuddruckers now. You'd be happy with that?
The restaurant changed the name of the team now, huh?
No, they're the Burgers. The Fighting Burgers. Yeah, from Fuddruckers.
The
yeah,
Fighting Burgers.
The Fighting yeah. Burgers.
Hmm. Wow. I might become a fan.
Would you want to move on then, Manny?
I would certainly hope the president of the University of Minnesota, Dr. Eric Kaler, I should say. I would certainly hope he would not come up with the name Burgers.
See, I don't know where you're getting this parallel, because it's not like Pete is getting all mad at the University of Minnesota for naming their team after a rodent.
Yeah. There we go. Todd, is it time to move on?
Yes.
It is?
And good luck getting the Sioux jerseys out of the stands. They're going to be there the next 100 years. I don't care what you call it, it's still going to be more than half the stands in a hockey game are going to be Sioux. Good luck on that one.
But it's time to move on.
Until you change that, you're not going to change. But, yeah, I mean, it's done. Yeah, it's done.
So I think what you're saying is we are the Fighting Sioux. We'll always be the Fighting Sioux.
In the minds of most, yes.
And whatever they end up putting on the jersey or new logos, whatever. It's kind of a,
I mean,
kind
over
of a
time you'll start filtering in more and more and more, but you're always going to have a Sioux stronghold in those stands.
You know, well, we chatted not long ago. We did a show up at Ralph Engelstad Arena. We had Brad Berry, the head coach of the hockey team, on there. It's essentially what he said, that they say to their players and that they live, that, hey, we're going to live Fighting Sioux values. We're going to be Fighting Sioux, and all this other stuff is noise. We're not going to get wrapped up into it. Is that the right approach, or should there be battles still to right the wrongs that have happened? I want your opinion on that today at 800-228-0550. And I'm hearing a lot of chatter about people altering their travel plans because of what happened in Paris. Would you? Do you? Does that make any sense at all? Or do you live your life? To me, if you say, oh, man, what happened in Paris? I'm not going on a trip to Rome now. You let the terrorists win. But I want to know if you think differently. A couple of things on my mind. What's on yours? Let's talk.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
From financial managers of family farms to principal operators, women and men play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the council board of directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. In this challenging business environment, the ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, I encourage you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2016, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I'd like to tell you about a special place that you need to consider when making your end-of-year donations, the Ann Carlson Center. Dr. Ann Carlson was born without forearms or lower legs. Yet in spite of these limitations, she challenged the nation to reevaluate the status of folks with special needs, while inspiring countless others to believe anything is possible. Now the legacy lives on. Today, the Ann Carlson Center assists thousands of individuals and families throughout North Dakota, providing a continuum of care for all ages and abilities in 7 different locations. Friends, this extraordinary place and the remarkable people they serve are worthy of your support. Plus, nearly 90 cents of every dollar you donate goes directly to the programs and services they provide, which are truly changing the lives of individuals in your community. Visit anncarlson.org today and find out more. Click the donate button and see how your generosity can really pay off at tax time. That's anncarlson.org. Anncarlson.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I live in New York. I live in Washington. Should I change my behavior? I know I've heard from some people in law enforcement.
No.
They say avoid the subway this week. On Capitol Hill, staffers are being told whenever you can, take a tunnel between the buildings on Capitol Hill
rather than walking. Here's what I say to people, and have said for years, having witnessed probably more terrorism than anyone, right? Worst attack in the history of America was September 11. Do not change your behavior. The hell with them. Do not change your behavior. You're gonna die. We're all gonna die. It's probably not gonna be terrorism. Yes, they can strike us here and they can strike us there, but this is not Britain and the 1940s. They can't come over and take over our country. There'll be a few attacks. It's going to be horrible. It's going to be random. But we got to get through it, and we got to show resiliency.
I want to bring you to something else. I just want to contrast, if we can, Vladimir Putin, who now knows for sure that his plane was shot out of the sky and 224 of his innocent people who just want to go on vacation were now dead in a horrific fashion. He says this: to forgive the terrorists is up to God, but to send them to him is up to me. He already worked out a coordination with Egypt, and he's worked out coordination with France. They've been bombing for the last 2 days in Raqqa at terror targets right there. Where are we compared? Compare that to President Obama.
The greatest military power on earth is following. We're watching. We've become an observation army. I mean, that is disgraceful.
Wow. Two things from Rudy Giuliani, who was on Fox and Friends this morning talking about that. One, live your life. Great advice in my view. I mean, he's saying there's going to be other attacks, but to sit there and say, worry yourself into the ground about, I couldn't agree anymore. And I'll tell you, this is not easy. I know... our daughter is going on a pilgrimage to Rome that we are blessed to have her be part of. The University of Mary invites seniors to be at Catholic schools in North Dakota to go on this pilgrimage. And they've taken kids for decades, Jerome Richter and others there. Michael McMahon's doing it now as well with Jerome on this pilgrimage. And our son, who's now a sophomore at UND, has done this, so we know the power of what this does, and you know, the experience for them. And there's chatter among some parents to say, I don't know, I don't feel comfortable. So, and by the way, this is this coming summer, and because of what happened in Paris, they're already talking about now you got to make the decision now, and all the deadlines are there, and all that. But you know, to me, you just don't, you cannot live your life that way. Now, there's nothing more precious to me than you know, a child, right? Our own daughter in this case. Only have three kids, son and two daughters. And but I really think you got to live your life. I do. I am in that camp with Rudy 100%. We're going to New York City. I remember the first time I was in New York City post 9/11. I remember the first time I was on a plane. We probably all do. And you just sort of think, you know, did anything happen? No. But you know, you're full of anxiety and anxiousness and everything else. It's a waste of energy. It's a waste of energy. And really, just logically think it through. You know, right? Manhattan, 9 million people. You know, what are the chances? What are the odds? Just, you know, could something happen? Absolutely. We go get in a car and something can happen right now. Somebody T-bone you. Somebody, you know, head on. You know, name it. No way to live your life. So I am 100% with Rudy on that front, without question. By the way, we have some bad weather we want to keep tabs on today, and would welcome anything you're finding in the way of road conditions. If you've been out and you're, you know, sort of safely parked or at your destination, but want to say, hey, boy, be careful. Man, I didn't. One example, Sean from Minot sent a note, said, I'm on 83 at the Baldwin Turn. Please advise your listeners. Driving conditions are deadly on Highway 83 from Wilton to Bismarck. I'm sitting in a field to avoid being taken out by other vehicles. Wow.
I've got a view from that area, too, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, careful.
Freezing rain advisory in effect right now. And you want to just kind of go around and what we're looking at the way of temps and precip right now around our listening area, Todd?
You know, I guess the biggest thing to watch, the freezing rain starts in the Turtle Mountains, winds its way in about a 30-mile path through North Dakota as you go through Rugby, going down through Harvey, New Rockford, eventually around, if you're traveling on 94 from Steele to Tappan, you're going to have a definite amount of slowdown there, and then down to the Pulley and Wishakanon into South Dakota. The freezing rain advisory officially till 11, but it's not like the temperature is going to go that much higher, and it's been raining in the mid-20s in much of the middle part of the state. Then on top of all that, the high wind warning for western and central North Dakota, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts will start later today. That'll last through tomorrow morning. Red flag warning in effect for southwest and south central North Dakota as well. By the time you get to the James River Valley and Turtle Mountains, more of a high wind watch. But so things are going to be a little messy going for a while, to say the least. Fargo with some fog and 35 as well, so that might slow you down a bit. Grand Forks 32 as you go westward. Minot at 38, so as you get to Minot, the roads are at least melted. As you get to Bismarck, though, holding at 29, not much of a breeze yet, but that's expected to pick up a little bit later on. You get 29 in Jamestown, so the road's going to be frozen, even though the sun's shining down on that. Williston at 41, and Dickinson at 45, you lucky dogs. But that's kind of what we're up against right now in the central part of the state. Freezing rain, the big problem this morning.
Picked a really bad day to leave my coat and gloves at the K-Fire Studios, didn't I?
I was wondering, well, whose coat that was. I got a coat sitting in the coat rack. I'm like, who? I'm the last guy out. And I'm like, well, who would have left their coat here?
Yeah.
It clearly doesn't fit me, so.
Really bad day. But anyway, I'll get that a little bit. But seriously, be careful, folks. I'm really worried about that wind, especially, you know how that is when that wind kicks and you got the wet, road surface and you're blowing cars all over the place. And
after 7 o'clock, it started with the rain, and at that point, it was about 25 or so, and as I was going through Bismarck, you know, every single bridge I got to, especially the 94 bridges, everybody was sliding or hitting somebody. You just got to put that winter driving thinking cap back on now, because we're there.
Sean, thanks for the update, by the way, from 83 at the Baldwin Turn. And again, he calls the conditions deadly on 83 from Wilton to Bismarck, and says he's sitting in a field to avoid being hit by other vehicles. So that's not good. Now you know what you're in for there. So I want you to know that. Let's see, some other texters here. Says, I wish our only issue in this world was a college nickname. Let's move on. All right. One that says, move on. 10 o'clock today, the new name at UND announced, by the way. We'll let you know. Another says, just change the name Minnesota to Moscow Sota. Will you please explain the difference in ideology between Somalian refugees and Syrian refugees? Well, again, I don't know. You know, you could have a Syrian refugee that's a Christian that's being persecuted, and there's a bunch of them there that are, right? And so they'd have a different ideology than a Syrian refugee, like one of the ones that we believe was involved in Paris. They found a Paris or a France passport on him, had come from Paris and infiltrated as a refugee to get into Paris. That obviously had an ideology very different. So it's hard to say, well, Somalians are one way, Syrians are another way. Really difficult to say. But, I mean, again, there are Somalians that have been radicalized in Minnesota. That's happening. And, that's been part of an FBI investigation down there in the Twin Cities, and also terrorist events thwarted down there. Let's see, what else we have? Tom, you want to roll that call that came in off here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline?
I've got a comment on this Black Lives Matter ruckus that's going on in Minneapolis right now. And them guys shutting down the interstates. I guess it wouldn't have bothered me at all if the mayor would have called out the snowplows to clear the interstate. But besides that, I think most of them people that are doing that are on welfare, and they've got the technology to identify everybody that's out there. So if they're out there protesting and making a mess out of things, they ought to shut off their welfare track.
Got it.
You snowplows, love it.
Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our group, our network of buyers, and through our 15 Internet sites.
Speaking of Internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. Art, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Danny says, fighting Sue Evermore, regardless of what is on the front of the sweater. Do you see where Danny's from, Todd?
I saw that.
North Carolina.
Apparently listening on iHeartRadio, North Carolina. How about that?
Evidently. And, by the way, obviously a Fighting Sioux fan, too, out there in North Carolina. So good connection there. Appreciate your comments. Welcome others on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at any time, 800-228-0550. When you call that number, by the way, you can press 1 and leave a message and 2 to chat with us live on the air. Governor Jack Dalrymple will be here at a little after 10 o'clock. We're going to talk with some folks from Gooseneck Implement a little later on next hour as well, and more of your calls, questions, and comments on the news of the day. Congressman Kevin Cramer, normally here on Wednesdays with the Talk Radio Town Hall. We're postponing that to Friday this week. We've been broadcasting all week from the North Dakota Implement Dealers Association and really having a grand time here. Appreciate the opportunity to be here and really learn a bunch. I mean, we're here because we're trying to soak up as much knowledge as possible so we can get behind these microphones every day and talk intelligently about what's happening in the ag world in North Dakota. And love doing it. I love every minute of it. Really appreciate the opportunity to be here, and we're going to chat in just a moment with Dave Meyer from Titan Machinery as well, a little bit more about that as well. I want to tell you about my friends at Polar Service Center for a moment. However, Polar Service Center, of course, has locations now in Kildare, but in a couple of days they're about to open that location in Williston as well. They're part of the Polar Tank Trailer Manufacturing family out of Minnesota, a company that's been around for a long time, now the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. That's right. So they are big. And that's why they're expanding right now. Because some would say, well, we're expanding? Wait a minute. You're in Kildare and you're adding locations. They're adding locations. They're adding shifts. They're adding people. And they wanted me to tell you that they need technicians. Up to $35 an hour is what they pay technicians. They need parts representatives and service writers. Up to $25 an hour. They're paying those folks. There's housing provided in Kildare. A housing allowance and or your choice of a townhome if you're in the Kildare location. They have one of the best health care plans in the business. Here's their telephone number. I love this about them. The folks from Polar Service Center say, here's the cell phone number of the HR director for all 30 locations. You want to find us? You just call the cell phone and get connected. You do a little pre-interview, and then you'll be put into the system. 507-696-1164. 507-696-1164. We've had many of our listeners start careers with Polar Service Center over the last a year or so that we've been chatting about them, and that warms our heart because there are some great careers out there. Polar Service Center, tell them Scott sent you. David Meyer is the chairman and CEO of Titan Machinery, Case IH network of dealerships, and of course David is part of the leadership of the North Dakota Independent North Dakota Implement Dealers Association, I meant to say, and joins us today to talk a little bit about Titan Machinery and this event as well. David, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, Scott.
How you doing?
Yeah, excellent.
So our call screener who answers the phone is down in the Blaine, Minnesota, big Gopher fan. He would have really liked your attire at the banquet the other night, wearing all that Gopher attire. So he, yeah, would have been very happy. It was game night here. Everybody had to wear their favorite jersey, and David and his wife, Candy, had Minnesota Gopher attire on because their son, Grady's a golfer down there on the University of Minnesota golf team. How's he doing, by the way?
Grady's doing really well. I think he really enjoys the experience down there. He's in the Carlson School of Business and the co-captain of the golf team, so... he's doing really well. We're proud of him.
Yeah, and between seasons right now, right?
You're just finishing up, but they do a lot of working out. They're in the gym a lot and a pretty regimented program. The game's changed a lot. I think Tiger Woods has brought that whole athletic piece of that to it, a lot of weightlifting and exercising and stretching and some of your core muscles. So they keep them pretty busy and school. I hope studying.
Yeah, there you go. And another member of the family for folks up at UND, Father Luke Meyer, and now at the Newman Center at UND. How's he doing?
Oh, he loves it up there. He's in a great spot.
Do they know he's a NDSU grad?
Well, Luke's actually a St. Thomas grad.
Oh, is he? Yeah, okay, all right. So. For some reason, I thought he was an NDSU grad.
No, yeah. He's St. Thomas.
So. All right, sounds good. Well, David, let's talk a little bit about the ag biz. First of all, Titan Machinery, I love the story, because you start with a dealership in Lisbon, North Dakota, to grow now to the biggest Case IH dealer in the country. How'd that happen?
Well, just I think good employees, good customers, and work pretty hard, and a lot of things fell together. You know, I can't say it takes the stars have to get aligned pretty well, and I think a lot of good opportunities, and it started here in North Dakota. I think agriculture, we got some good farmers out there, and great opportunities, and I was able to be a part of that, and it's been a great career.
Is bigger better? Is that scale necessary in this ag world we're in today?
No, I think scale helps, but I wouldn't say necessarily bigger is better. Actually, if you look at our operating model, we looked and what works really well, and that's that family-owned business that's been there for generations, and being part of the community, and your employees are going to churches with your customers, kids are going to school together, and that's worked really well. And what we brought to that, we brought capital, in succession, to that strong storm model, which we think is important. So a lot of our decisions are made right at that local store, and we really haven't changed anything. So, like I say, we brought scale and we brought capital to something that works really, really, really well.
As you look at that span of growth from one store to how many stores now?
We have 92 in the United States and 16 in Eastern Europe.
What are you most proud of?
Well, I think it's proud of the fact that how we support our customers, and the fact that you look at what's being done in agriculture today, and how they get the crop in, get the crop off, how the the yields, getting the job done right, stewards of the land, be a part of that. That's we really watch our people development. We've got some really strong people across our stores and our shared resource office, and watch the people grow, because this is a people business.
So you mentioned you have stores in Eastern Europe plus the stores here. How is ag here different? How is U.S. producers head and tails above their counterparts overseas?
Well, much more mature in the United States. If you look across, there's still people farming with horses in some of these countries. We're in Serbia, Romania, Bulgaria, and the Ukraine. And even though there's some really big farms and some mechanization, there's some really small farms there. So, and I think what you see the biggest thing here is in our industry in the United States is the product support is so much more important. Our ability to have parts, have trained technicians to support that product, to support our customers in their peak seasons, it's not nearly as developed from that front door that people sell machinery. But in our ability to handle trade-ins, take in trade-ins, give top value for those trade-ins, and again resell the trade-ins, those areas are much different over there.
How do you assess the place we're at right now? Obviously, commodity prices are a concern of everybody. I talk to producers. They talk about input costs being really high. And, there's sort of two schools of thought out there. One, the sky is falling, and this is terrible, and this is awful. And the other is, this was inevitable. We couldn't continue on the run we were on. And you know what? There's going to be a rough patch here, but prices will come back up. Where are you?
Well, yeah, there's definitely some changes in the commodity prices out there, and that's extremely important. We're fortunate in the states that we do business in, North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, and Nebraska, just excellent crops this year. I mean, across the board, hearing really big yields on both corn and soybeans, and so we're fortunate. You know, I think even though livestock's pulled back a little bit, you know, that's been real well, so... you're going to see, I'm a big believer in the American farmer out there, and they're great business people. So, and I think they need to, continue to maximize their yields, look at their productivity, increase productivity, manage expenses, and they need farm machinery to do that. And so you're seeing a lot of good things out there, a lot of land improvement. We're in the construction equipment business also, so you're seeing construction equipment going, to the farm. So land improvement, you're seeing a lot of things going out there, whether it's tiling, irrigation, burying tree growth, burying farmsteads. Some good things happening out there. So I think the main thing is people need to manage what they can manage out there. You can't control weather, probably can't control, the macro economies out there. But to be able to control the controllables, and we do that in our business, and I think our farmer customers do a really, really good job of that.
Got a note here from a banker I won't name, but he said, eggs in the tank. The strong U.S. dollar, poor egg prices have created many huge losses in 2015 and 2014. With quality issues, whether you're funding your farming operation with cash you've retained or borrowed money or a combination of both. I don't get a chance to listen to your show, but I'm frustrated with other media sources that say ag is strong and with the past several good years, operations are in excellent shape. I disagree and wonder who they're talking to. As an active farmer and ag lender, ag is in the tank. After attending NDSU's Outlook Conference recently, I think the Valley is in worse shape than the rest of North Dakota. Neither one of us are headed the right way. Cattle was the bright side, and that was good for cattle producers until recently when markets started tanking there. Cattle prices, coming back a little bit, but if they're able to lock in their cow prices early, awesome, but otherwise a little bit difficult. But pretty gloomy picture there from a banker. Is that too gloomy?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I believe right now, farmer balance sheets are as good a shape as they've ever been in. We've had a good run, and you see, I'm good friends with some farmers. I think that they've diversified their investments. They're becoming good, managers of their assets. The 80s were tough. We grew our business during the 80s, and we were profitable during the 80s. But, if you look back at that, we had 18% interest. Today, a lot of our growers are borrowing money for, 3%, 4% money. So that's a big difference. We're getting pretty good moisture around. I mean, look at the 80s. I mean, I know in North Dakota, I don't think it rained for 8, 9, 10 years. That was tough. We were probably dealing with a dollar and a half corn at that period of time. And there were opportunities. And like I said, we grew our business. We did some consolidating during that period of time. And I think some of the farms consolidated. So I think right now balance sheets are in much better shape than they are today. So I think saying it's in the tank is a little extreme. There's a correction going on right there, and people need to manage their way through that.
Just a few seconds left. What would be your headline takeaway from this conference?
I think pretty upbeat. I think there's it's a great group of dealers, and we're talking about how we can improve the industry, how we can bring more value to our customers, and so there's good camaraderie. So it's good to see. Well, I have a lot of friends who've been coming out here since the middle 70s. So a lot of good friends, good organization. It's well run. We're the last organization to have state borders. There's been a lot of consolidation, so the North Dakota implement dealers are still within their old state borders, which is nice.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it.
All right, Scott. Good seeing you again.
Good to see you as well. David Meyer, president, or CEO, rather, and chairman of Titan Machinery, the North Dakota Implement Dealers Association. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA, home of the Hot Stuff Pizza 4 for $4 special, is giving away $10,000 again. Two $500 gift cards will be given away weekly. PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their Hot Stuff Pizza 4 for $4 special.
Helping America feel better.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I just can't get beyond that story of Titan Machinery. When you think of one store, one implement dealership in Lisbon, North Dakota, run by a guy by the name of David Meyer, and then there's two, and there's three, and there's four, and pretty soon there's 90 in North and South Dakota, Minnesota, you know, Iowa, the other states they're in, they're in the Midwest, and, you know, 15 or so in Eastern Europe. That's a great story. They built this, right? And he and his partner, Peter Christensen, who came from a family of implement dealers down mid-Minnesota, partnering up and then growing that to the degree they did. It's just really neat, you know. It really is. Agriculture is in the fabric of our being in North Dakota, and I love the respect for the growers and the producers you hear from David saying, you know, yeah, challenging times, no doubt, a correction, yes, but, you know, we get just great producers. So really enjoying it. We are at the North Dakota Implement Dealers Association gathering for our final day today. Here, learning, soaking all this up, just to guide our reporting and our work in the year ahead. So look forward to it very much. All right, weather update, Todd. Anything new? I know the wind is going to hit in a big way. We expect, for one, the freeze warning goes till 11. Is that correct?
Officially, the freezing rain advisory is in effect till 11, including Tony Rugby, McCluskey, Harvey, Steele, Linton, Napoleon, Ashley, and Bismarck. Not that at 11:01 all of a sudden everything's going to melt necessarily, but that's the official timeline there. And then we're into the high wind warning for all of western and central North Dakota. 60-mile-an-hour northwest wind gusts are expected through the rest of the day into tomorrow, through tomorrow morning, as a matter of fact. But
nothing really to report,
just a lot of freezing rain. That hasn't really quite started yet. Okay. In the central part, it's the out far west. It's just starting to creep in, but as we get on through the day, it's really going to be picking up later on, though.
So what sort of wind speeds do you have now when you look around?
At the moment, in Bismarck, Mandan, you know, it's hardly anything at all. It's been pretty calm all morning. It's about 3 or so. As you get out to the west, Williston at 26, gusting to 38. Oof. That's pretty much your peak there, and that's kind of just the start of what we're up against. It's going to be getting roughly almost twice that a little bit later on. But if you're traveling on 94 from Dawson past Tappan on toward Medina, you're going to end up with some freezing rain on the roads. And as you go north between Robinson and Pettibone and up toward Bowdoin, you're going to end up finding some freezing rain. And south as you get just west of Streeter and on to the South Dakota line. Basically, about a 30-mile-width north-south straight line of some freezing rain activity that's blowing through the state.
And Sean from Minot texted earlier, I was on 83 at the Baldwin turn, said, please tell your listeners that the conditions are, using his words, deadly on 83, Wilton to Bismarck. So, again, that gives you an idea of what's out there and what's coming. Sean, give us an update, by the way. He had literally gotten off the road in a field because he was worried about being taken out by other cars that were sliding around. There's no worse feeling than that ever. I wonder if my wife would care if I tell this story. We were driving on 94 one time around Fergus Falls.
I guess she won't care.
Alex and Hannah were quite little at the time, and we were on our way to the cities for something, and Alex started getting rather ill. And so we just said, we got to stop in Fergus because, you know, he was, I think, throwing up in the car or something, right? And so then my wife got sick. So there's just this bug. This is in the span of about, you know, an hour or two. And then all of a sudden this flu bug just, and so, you know, she's like, pull over, you know. And so I'm pulling over, but I'm just scared to death. I wasn't very a very good husband, Todd. I wasn't really comforting her, who was not feeling well, or trying to figure out what's going on with the kids. Because I'm like,
loud.
I am looking behind me like somebody is going to ram into us. Hurry up and throw up so we can get back on the road. Which, you know, try and hurry
That's
up.
That's Daddy Dearest. Hurry up and throw up. There you go.
I didn't know what else to do.
Father of the year. Scott Hannon, everybody.
Yeah. And I'm sure she's now very happy about the fact that I told everybody she had to throw up on the side of the road.
So that's the secret to the success of your marriage, is the fact that you're on the road a lot and work a lot and are almost never home. So now we know.
She hasn't thrown me out yet. But
you're never home to be thrown out.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah. Well, the doors can be locked when I get back there, you know what I'm saying? You know,
locks changed, all that stuff, yeah.
Anyway, road condition, what you're finding out there, please let us know, would you? And we will pass it along. You can text us at 701-226-8503 or just call if that's safer. You know, when you get to your destination, when you're able to pull over and you want to warn some fellow travelers, love to hear from you on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline here at 800-228-0550. Governor Jack Dalrymple coming up in just a couple of minutes after the top of the hour. We're also going to have the news and what the new name is at the University of North Dakota, so we have that too. Something for your calendar, Monday will be in Watford City. Senator John Hoeven will be doing a talk radio town hall on Monday. That'll be at the Watford City Media Center, which is at the high school.
Okay, Watford City Media Center, which is at the high school, so mark that on your calendar. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Hedolls. I was telling you yesterday about one of the folks in the office. I'm going to tell you now about Don Gross, who's in the distribution center, and they order all the product, the bulk product, I guess is the word I'm looking for, and then get it to all the stores and all of the other independent jobbers throughout the warehouse. So they're doing good work. In other words, you love buying at Hedolls, then you love the work of Don Gross and his team that bring in these parts from all over and get them to you as well. They're part of the Hedolls team. Hedolls has it. Good folks like Don Gross and the parts you need. Tell them Scott sent you.
It's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Insignia James Shea, president of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
Hi, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring. Are you experiencing pipeline reclamation problems such as uneven ground, ruts, pooling water, slumping, or erosion? We can help. The North Dakota Department of Agriculture can assist in resolving land surface issues and concerns with our Pipeline Restoration and Reclamation Program. For assistance, contact us at 1-800-242-7535 or visit us online at nd.gov/ndda.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.